All right. Well, no Jason Cans today and tomorrow again in the best 5 minutes of the day. The funeral for a stepdad is today in Oostburg. So, again, your thoughts, your prayers for him and his family would be appreciated. And we'll look forward to welcoming him back and his early morning visits with us on Wednesday here on WWIB. In the meantime, it is a Make Us Laugh Monday. We welcome your jokes at 715-396-1670. I've got one waiting in the wings here. I think I will save it for a second because what I want to share today is something I did post on my Facebook timeline over the weekend on Saturday, actually. One of my favorite writers is Sharon Hirsch. I had the privilege of interviewing her on her book called The Last Addiction. She's a counselor, a writer, and very gifted writer. And this is what she shared. I led into it saying, wishing grace for all the moms this weekend. So again, yes, obviously, hope you moms felt loved and celebrated and appreciated this weekend. I mean, there's nothing like a mom. And so we appreciate you and applaud you. This is what Sharon Hirsch had to say. She said, grace is all I want for Mother's Day. Grace that we never meant to break anything, but there were some pieces we couldn't put back together again. Grace that when we felt sad, tired, or not that interested in the daily drama, our human hearts were just too full. Grace for all the times we didn't say, I'm sorry, I'm proud of you, I'm for you, I want to understand. And grace for all the times we did say, I'm sorry, I'm proud of you, I'm for you, and I want to understand. Believe it or not, writes Sharon, we mothers know grace does not always come naturally or easily or eloquently. And so, she says, the best gift we can give ourselves is to cling to the grace that mothers us, that bends down and feeds us, Hosea 11:4. That will attack our predators like a bear robbed of her cubs, Hosea 13:8. That spreads her wings to catch us and carry us, Deuteronomy 32:12. That has engraved our names on the palms of her hands, Isaiah 49:26. And gracious giver of daily grace, please meet our children in ways that make them know you more than they know us. Good stuff from one of my favorite writers and people to follow and appreciate on Facebook, Sharon Hirsch, a Colorado Rockies fan. And so she knows the need for grace because it's kind of a rough ride. I think they just fired their manager, didn't they? Bud Black. So, all right. Well, many times over the years, since really 2019, I guess I want to say, that we have gone to Drew Fralick in Michigan. But today, kind of uniquely, the stand-up comic pastor from Ferndale, the Renaissance Vineyard. Drew, good morning.
Hey, how's it going, Mark?
It's just fine. So your wife and mom, did they have a good Mother's Day yesterday?
It was a good day. It's really the whole weekend.
Okay.
And despite my hot take last week on radio, we did spend time together.
Okay.
So, yeah, and I guess we have some news that we'll be sharing. So, you know, last year, my wife and I both turned 40, and this is our day off. We're sitting around and we're having a conversation and just talking about the second half of life. And just as we're talking, I say, hey, have you ever thought about being a lawyer? You'd be great at that. And she said, it's so funny you mentioned that because before, like right after I graduated from college, that was kind of my dream to do. And I actually studied for the LSAT, but I ended up going to China, marrying you, blah, 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 the rest is history. So about a week later, she's down in Indiana visiting her best friend. And her best friend literally says the exact same thing. About a week later, have you ever thought about being a lawyer? And she's like, that's so weird. Drew just said that. Fast forward about 2 weeks later, Mark. We're at the Vineyard National Conference, and they have these prophetic prayer rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And you go in, and people pray, and they, like, have a prophetic word for you. So she goes in, the lady starts praying, and immediately she says, I see you as a lawyer. You will fight for the oppressed. You will be a voice for the voiceless, all this stuff. So we thought, wow, God is doing something here. We need to pay attention to this. And so she studied for the LSAT. The results came back, and she got offers all over the country. I mean, many of them full ride offers, just great offers. And so, and the weird thing was, is none of the schools in Michigan actually worked out. It was just like God was just closing all those doors. And so I guess the big news for the WIB wake-up show is we're actually moving in the fall. We're moving to Denver, Colorado. And she has a full ride to attend law school at the University of Denver to study international human rights law.
Wow. So,
that was pretty succinct, right?
That was pretty succinct.
I took a one-year story.
Right. All from a kind of a, hey, we both turned 40. It's our day off, yeah. Kind of reflecting on life and now a new direction.
There's a lot more to that story, but it's, it's radio, so I'm trying to keep it brief.
Yeah, you gave me but more a couple of weeks ago. But, no, it is really, I mean, in terms of just, I think it's a great illustration, though, of trying to follow God's leading as you pick up on some signs and then just other things. And one thing leads to another. And talk about confirmation, your wife taking the LSAT and getting all these offers. And so when do you move?
First week in August.
Okay.
Yep.
And so, she'll be going to school, and so you'll be bringing home the bacon, I guess.
Yeah, I'll be either pastoring or counseling again.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right.
So getting back in the counseling world, maybe.
Absolutely.
We'll see.
All right. Well, we'll still see if we can keep in touch with you, but all the best to you and your wife and your kids and the big move. All right, our buddy Drew Frelick from DrewFrelick.com. Easy for me to say. The WIB Wake Up Show on a Monday morning, and we got the most popular baby names for last year.
Yes, indeed we do. And I think some regularly make appearances on this list, and then there's others that say, hey, whatever happened to that name?
For quite a while now, it seems like people have been looking for something a little more creative. And so Liam and Olivia have done it again. For the sixth straight year, these two names have claimed the top spots for babies born in the U.S. according to the Social Security Administration's data just before Mother's Day.
See, this is interesting to me that for that many years in a row, because you would think there would be some change at the top. But no, Liam has been the most popular name for boys for eight straight years.
Uh-huh. And Olivia has been the favorite for girls for 6 years.
Now, following Liam, the most popular boys' names include Noah.
Uh-huh. And Oliver.
Then Theodore. We've got one of those. We've got a Teddy.
Uh-huh. James.
Henry.
Mateo.
Elijah.
Lucas.
And William.
Uh-huh.
Most popular boys' names for girls. Emma holds the second spot most popular girls' names after Olivia.
Uh-huh. Followed by Amelia.
Charlotte.
Mia.
Sophia.
Isabella.
Evelyn.
Ava.
And newcomer Sophia, who enters the top 10 for the first time this year. So not to be confused with Sophia with a PH, Sophia with an F.
Yes.
And I did a double take when I'm reading that. Did I just read that? I did.
Uh-huh.
But again, we know in today's day and age, you can take a name and you can spell it a bunch of different ways.
You sure can. So wait. Didn't we already get a list of the top baby names this year?
Well, it seems like we did.
Yeah, we did from baby websites like Nameberry, but those sites compile most liked and most searched for baby names, not actual registered baby names, is what the Social Security Administration has on file.
So the most popular names on Nameberry for 2024 were Charlotte and Theodore.
Uh-huh.
My son and my niece.
There we go.
There we go. Apparently we're trendy.
We're in the...
in some way, at least.
Yeah. All right, the WIB Wake Up Show on a Monday morning, and it is a Make Us Laugh Monday. And so how about some wisdom and maybe put a smile on your face kids were asked what they've learned from life so far.
And these are all single-digit age kids. So, again, kids were asked what they've learned from life so far. Michael, age 8, says this is what he's learned from life so far. Jell-O is slimy when you put it down your shirt.
Thank you, Michael.
Yes, Michael.
5-year-old Carla says she's learned... being a grown-up is complicated. I'm going to skip it.
Right there with you,
good
Carla.
Idea, Carla.
Kids were asked what they've learned from life so far, and Billy, age 7, said, when it's hot outside, my shoes stink.
Huh. There you go, Billy. You're aware. You're very aware. Also, Keisha, age 9, has learned so far in life that popcorn does not cook in a toaster.
Doesn't work.
Uh-uh.
It smells a little funky. Kids were asked what they've learned from life so far. Amanda, age 7, said, it's okay to eat with your hands, but only in front of the babysitter.
There we go, Amanda. Thank you.
There you go. Things that kids have learned from life so far.
All right. Well, 4 things you didn't know yesterday, the bacon edition.
Yes. Bacon-related factoids for you that you can share around the breakfast table or anywhere else. For instance, more than 2 billion, with a B, more than 2 billion pounds of bacon is produced in the United States every year.
That's a lot. You know, bacon is one of the oldest processed meats in history. The Chinese began salting pork bellies as early as 1500 BC.
Four Things You Didn't Know Yesterday, dropping some knowledge on you. The bacon edition of Four Things You Didn't Know Yesterday here on the Wib Wake Up Show. One 200-pound pig will produce about 20 pounds of bacon.
Huh. There we go. And finally this morning, to bring home the bacon comes from the ancient sport of catching a greased pig at the country fairs. The winner kept the pig and brought home the bacon.
Quite literally.
Huh.
I kind of wish they would bring that back. I think that would be interesting to see. Someone would complain, I'm sure. But catching a greased pig just seems like great sport, at least to watch. If you didn't have to do it.